יש לו שני תכונים. ניקבו זה ואיזה, איזה שכון איזה כשאירו. עד שניקבו שני יום זה כנגד זה. זאת תור שמרש לו. זאת בשיטה על רשבוניץ, וטריאל זה מאורדס, מאורדס וקוקי. בודה בשיטה את הגויסו שלך, אני רוח הניץ, וזה מאורדס וגיש. זאת ניץ מתחיכים בניקבו זה של הדרגת. Why? For the same reason that the vibration we say that there is a very good possibility that the two becoming an account of the activity that takes place in the vibration will be pushed over so as to go inside and to meet, so that there will be one opposite the other. So, the same thing in the Pongkakwe Soshre is true of the rest. A few nidwa, if it was pure gold, כן, יש לי כבר, הוא בעל לי כולם שאירו שצריך עוד ניקר. מי הוא אם נמצא שבוע או מהאונדוקים שאני כבר פועל אל לי, יש להתחיל, כי הרבה, כי תחום שאול או מחמס מה, כסון רמוסץ, רמוסץ, when we say that the Vigal of the Menu is completely built up, so that it's the Chevo as long as we are going to be in the Menu. And we don't see anything negative in the Menu. That means if there is no swelling on the spot that was built up, but if on the spot where the outer membrane was built up, so there is a swelling, so then it's right. Because that's a riot. Then there was a leakage in the inner membrane, and the swelling originated in that leakage. So it's like scar tissue. So we say, how did the scar tissue come here? Because there was a leakage. So how did that swelling come here? So how did it originate? Because there was a leakage. Yei shei, in nik not for a rei, in nik ha'akum machasam pichat rei. In other words, if let's say, when we blow up the rain, so it starts failing, so then it's failing, because the fact that it starts failing when we blow it up shows that it was in a deteriorated condition or otherwise it's not very flexible with this shape. When you start blowing it, so it becomes tailored. So the rain is failing. Nikwa Bola be Khum Vinistan Pray, because Khum Shalom Mahasmako in a Khum. Reya Shemishma Bahabo, there is a sound. Kishame Kreso. In the Kramo Kishame, the Mishma Bo, Kishinolo, Reya Kater Bahayi today. In the snapping, in the star, bubbling, moving, the Abuashi in the Kubo Trevo. Nikramo Kay, machine is in the mind pushing and making it so. Indeed, it's a mind in the water starting to bubble fragrant because there is an agent that's why it bubbles. We love you, you are just in a task in the Vatican. We are who are now in the coming, but we say you show my book, you are bothered just to be a little shade. Oh, in some way, so on Achas, the mind coming, we coming, should end up pick up with the fish. So that's why the mother says that we have to make the test to look for one another. Call one another because that harms the rain. And have one another because that shrivels the rain. So in other words, so once it was put in cold water or in hot water, so then the test will not determine anything. Even if later on we put it in lukewarm water, because the fact that it was put once in cold water, that helped it already. So, or in hot water, so that shriveled it already. So the test in lukewarm water will not be effective anymore. Nimmt sich die Kuh, die Mutter, die ist nicht die Nase, 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 והרזיון ניקובו, תאוינו מהוקר כשאיר, ואפילו מי שקודם חרפה שלא יתיבו כשאירו, תאוינו כל מזה, because this is a reasonably attributable circumstance. In other words, if you move came, and you grab the whole intestines, the internal organs of the man, then, half an hour later, the wolf went back the internal organs, and the internal organs are completely proper. Now, if we didn't see any recovery before the wolf grabbed them, So melee we can reasonably attribute it to the handling by the wall. withdraw, we'll be at a tavern. So when can we attribute a certain record to the Arat Aboch, if the Nekev, the shape of the Nekev, is such that it would result in this shape, the Nekev in this shape would naturally result from the Tabasem. But if, let's say, the Nekev looks in such a way that it ordinarily results from the Tabasem anyway, so then we cannot be the Achasem, we cannot be the to the end of the Tabasem. But I will get a tabach and I make it kosher. She taught you who is Mikiach tabach. I will be over. Suppose it's a circular neck. Now when the tabach handles and turn it all again, it doesn't produce a circular neck. It produces a rectangular neck. Or just a neck, a zigzag neck. But if the neck is circular, so that is not likely to be to resolve from the hanging by the top. So for such games, we cannot attribute it to the top. Our role, glory, Talmud of the top, can now tell you so. The whole Nekev should, shall you pursue, or shall you wish, or you put in some of the Nekev, so that's a riot that it was done before Shkite. Now, so we cannot attribute it to the top. But if you are putting some of the exploits, because if it had been done by the Tabor, it couldn't be red, it couldn't be black, because black is not red. So, because Shocher Rotem is a Shalom. The Chayim Mitzo Toloi, Shenokhua, if we find a Neke, and it is coupled with certain worms that we see, when you do that, and we don't know whether the worms got into the ray after the shkita, so it's alright, or it got into the ray before the shkita, so it's ready. If you are in the full game, should be achash to the chair. We are walking easily, but there was also something we can hide, we need one hide, we see that you're back, that's a cop, when you carry this thing. We need a game chair, or should push it, set us at a shkita, we need a solution, we need a game chair, we need a game chair, we need a game chair, the ratio of the Dasan and the Dako, the Dako, the Dasan and Dasan. That's the sheet of the Ramah. The age of the Kashish, not only that we cannot be damaged, the radio of the Dako, the Goat, or the radio, let's say, of the Goat, that goes without saying that now. The age of the Makit, the Dimatur, the Macheres, the Dimbo, the Dimbo, the Kassas, the Dimbo, the Dako, Kashish. Vacuum with Mahas in Makitan on the gas with gas by the woman, or in Dako by the woman, new is Brazil, able to deal the list of a copy of Laura. So I'm going to say this again, because we are not, because especially this picture requires unusual skill and perception to be able to determine as whether it's exactly the same or there is a little bit of difference. So if someone does not have a keen sense of perception, so if I think they look exactly alike, and the truth is, they do not look exactly alike. So maybe we don't rely on our skill, and we cannot make that. Nika Bechot Nansen Pérez, Pérez could knowing the truth. כל מחרום של שיח הולי שלפים חברי כמו כשנפס לזה מזה ונבוסו בנהיה מפני פה שחבר כל שמרידי אינו לא אבל הוא כמוצא הרי הפרסומי אינו לא פוקשיו usually the מחבר follows the Pshak Rambam but here he doesn't follow the Pshak Rambam because the Pashk is Moshe Nagmore ההוא מחבר מה נקרא קרשי רק like Rambam so here he knows the Yosef was the Yashik the Rambam, but still considered that as a Birchak Pshat in the Gemara. Even though, if the Yosef, according to the Yosef, the Halacha Dura is explaining the Gemara at all. But still, the Yosef is not Chesh, which is the Rambam in this case, and he passes his Kshem. Okay, she nish the Chokiki, ukhu o elyon, shalokayim, shalom the Neke, imam sindeyne, sindeyne, kemon, if the simpanians are intact, the will be more hope shale. We need a gathering of simple yachot chayla. Kate that they say, they play so she plays in the blue, she will show up in the track. That it's coated in the wind to let. In the year, so why that? In order that it should not other words, that it should have a certain kind of temperature, of lukewarm temperature. Che è in nature, in essere di servizio, su avena. Il tiro che ho in bombe. So where they come from, these white streaks, white ligaments, that's obviously the crush and deteriorated tubes. So that means that the tubes inside the bronchial tubes, inside the radii, are deteriorated completely. So it's like the two actually concentrated straight. Meanwhile, so they will ravish in the body. That became the profile, who shape up. But the tubes is not becoming crushed. The Ushidu, Yiko Amayim Zak, Abu Nakurim, or Yishukim Tei, that when the Shia Zahm, that when the Gemara distinguishes between clear fluid and turbid fluid, so the Gemara has referenced not only to clear, but to kidney, but to the lung. Masha'im Tei, the Shia of the Rosh and the Rajbo, that to be the first distinction by the Gemara between clear fluid and turbid fluid only applies to equilibrium. But in the moment, even if it became liquid like, and even though it produces a little smell, so it still changes. The HMAXE, I feel that cold is okay. When you should walk in the kitchen to have some things, you know, you see the heads of the world. Now, here we have the very strange trouble. From the Marine. Chosam Gupareye, the Lord Mikvok Sheva, the ancient Sheva. Now, who is the one who says Sheva to the Marine? Who is the one who says Sheva to the Marine? The Ketanisha mentioned. In other words, even though Chisom is a new nation in Sore, but that's only if it's not meditated, it's not apparent, but Bachus. But if it is Bachus, let's say, this is the Reye, and you start to blow it up, and it doesn't go up fully. In other words, if it goes up fully, so then Kisom refuses the Eshkir Kisom. But suppose you blow it up, it doesn't go up fully. And it's, you have certain shrinks like that. When you blow it up, it stays that way. In other words, it doesn't go up fully. So that means that the Kisom is apparent in Bachutz. In such a case, the Eshkir Zahamba means that Kisom refuses Shmotzom. When we say Chisom with me is Loishma Chisom, if it's not a bad Machis, so in other words, we have to say in the Rambam, it's a question of degree, in other words. You see, why is it that sometimes when there is a popular diminution in the lung, so it doesn't affect the inflation, the inflated state of the inflated condition of the lung, and sometimes it does affect. Sometimes you see, so when you blow up the lung, it will be blown up completely. And sometimes when you start to blow it up, and it still shrinks, you see how it shrinks there. What the job? He chose that there is a greater pulmonary diminution in the case where it doesn't become inflated fully, than in the case where it does become inflated fully. If it does, if the lung is capable of being blown up fully without any shrinks. So that shows that the pulmonary diminution, the result of the thing is immune. But if it affects the lung so much that it's impossible to inflate it, and if you have many shrinks in the inflated lung, so there it's an idea that the diminution is not a diminution, but at the maximum. So that's why the Rambam distinguishes. But anyway, the Balinto holds, it doesn't make any difference. Even when the Chisorin is apparent, manifest, Mubachutz, we still say, Chisorin, Mibifnim Moishne Chisorin. Now look at the Taz, Sifri Beis, Chosem Iguporei, Pirush Vitologi, Vayeshei Mitaz Rambam, Disfirale, Avogad the Chisorin, Mibifnim Moishne Chisorin, ומכל מוקים הנדב כי שאחר המפיך לא ירקיו ולא ימיר החיסורן בחוץ מה שאין כי כאן דהבו יקרון החסירו but if there is such a diminution that when you blow it up it shrinks in many places so that's indicative that's symptomatic of the substantial pulmonary diminution. So there, very distant. Now, with that we'll be able to understand a little bit the Ramon. So the Ramon says like this. If, let's say, you blow out the one, and then there is a shrink. There is a shrink. But the shrink is in the form of a chov pshut. So then it's shaking. But suppose the shrinkage is in the form of a chov tufo, so then it is straight. I mean, what do you mean? The answer is, why is it that sometimes if there is a certain pulmonary diminution in the lung, and still you can blow it up through without any shrinkage, and sometimes, so you cannot blow it up through, you cannot inflate it through. No matter how hard you work to blow it up, it still shrinks in certain parts of the lung. There is a shrinkage. Well, this is directly proportional to the scope of the diminution. If the diminution is at the minimum, so then it will not affect the potential of the lung. If it is at the maximum, so then it will affect the difficult potential of the lung. So in other words, if the shrinkage is in the form of the whole shooter, so that means it's only two sides, here and here. But if the shrinkage is in the form of a chof kufo, so that means on three sides there is a shrinkage, a chof pshuto, so it represents a shrinkage on two sides. And a chof kufo represents a shrinkage on four sides, on three sides. Of course, needless to be mentioned, suppose the shrinkage is in the form of, let's say, of a mem's tumor, so on four sides you have a shrinkage, so then of course it's indicative even of a bigger shrinkage, of a bigger diminution. This is what the Ramon means. V'amine v'hachshe, im achisorin kikov pshuto, avo im achisorin kikov kufo koze, so you have a shrinkage. And three sides, im yuchal, it's bagino. But suppose there is a shrinkage on three sides, but it's very little. So that shrinkage. So then it doesn't indicate a substantial pulmonary diminution. But if the shrinkage that is in the form of a cough woofer, so is so large that you could place in that shrinkage you could place the thumb. So that means there is a substantial shrinkage in that so-called inflated lung. So why does it form such a shrinkage and it cannot become inflated fully? Because there is a substantial pulmonary diminution. So it's great. V'chol zeh kesheyireh achisorin b'chutz l'achar anfichet, arorin b'chutz kishoreh, אלא שנחסה בבשור המבטאים, אך נאמר זה כך לסור לה כדריבי יצחשר. יסע מכאן תראי פרדס בגמור. In other words, if the chisore is more than a release, so don't say for this, the Gemara said it. But, הרי יש שנמצא במו כמותו, כושו, שאינו רוח נכנס בו, ואינה ילד במפיח. So, מבין סקים, וקירים, הקרון לבד. Just the memory. סומך ממש למוקי מאוד, אם נמצא בו אליכם לטרס, שמחמס עליכם ונכנס שם הרוח, ואם נמצא בו אליכם, נסין עולות מעטרי קויטבן, או אם נמצא, אם נסנד לית קשירו, שהרוח בושו, ואם לך ריפו. Here, so, you see, sometimes, when we see that it's Islamic, it's a riot, that there is in it. But here we artificially, deliberately remove the member. It's on the contrary. So the wing there should come. And if it doesn't bubble, so the question is, why doesn't it come? So something is wrong. There is a certain pathological condition. So the So when we say that it's a reyese and we have to make the test, if it looks like a ray, but it doesn't become blown up. So, but suppose the ray and that spot where there is a blockage. So it is being removed, so it's like it grows. So then it's kosher mitzvah. That the auto did a trio meeting of every mind pushing, or meeting mind pushing the Hakon or Anir, so we must be having walking auto, the Mishka Hakas Mashim Se Hakon, the Nila Hakar in Fira Chair, but few in Ponerti Hore, in Yukalitika, which is very shallow in the auto, in Fira Yishlach. In other words, it doesn't matter as long as that place that is auto, that is. That originally did not become inflated, will ultimately become inflated, so then it's a riot, then the lung is not completely deteriorated. Even though at first it doesn't become inflated, but if after working hard on it, it becomes inflated, so it's a riot that it's not completely deteriorated. Does it have to be in order to be prayed for? If it's the prechet, it's a kere. When it starts crumbling, the tissue starts crumbling, when you leave the nail over the rail, when you shout it, it's a kere, and I'll psal a rail, when you need a shirt, it's a kere, it's a kere, it's a kere. In other words, when you take your nail, and you start writing on the psal a rail, so it makes it out. So that's a riot that it is substantially dry, because if it wouldn't be substantially dry, you wouldn't be able to make a mark with your nail on the psalm. Tom Kokulo, Imach Mazmiodom Sheikh Hiduo, Kigain Sheshokta Achelazo Ponel, Vichayetzi was a trait, Vimbi Vishomai, Kigain Sheporto Mikil Ram. So in other words, so there is a loche that if it is some cup, the shomayim, so it's kshero, because then we say in all probability it will be chazal of the yusuf, it will restore to its original condition. But if the shock was produced by the odor, so then there is no such presumption that it can be restored to its original state. Now, suppose the shock was produced by animals, so that's like the Neshama. Keitzad Beikin Eisamim, from this din, we can see that there is a psychosomatic factor in animal souls, so not only in human beings. In human beings, everybody knows, I mean, that the psychosomatic factor is so important. Because here, it was some call because of the shock. Still, there is a difference. If the shock was produced in the odor, so then it's painful, because then we don't have the assumption that in all probability it will be restored to its original state, its original condition. But if the shock was produced in the shomayim, so there is a presumption that it can be restored to its original state and its original condition. Now, And suppose the shock was produced by animals? By animals? So then it's considered like Yiddish Amayim. Obviously, it's on the basis of the psychosomatic factor, in other words. After all, the same thing, the tzokot, occurs as a result of a shock. So why is it in one case it can be restored, and in the other case it cannot be restored? That's on the basis of the psychosomatic factor. And we see that the shock produced by men is much larger and much more destructive than the shock produced by the Shemayim. And the shock produced by animals is like a shock produced by the Shemayim, like the shock produced by thunder. So in other words, why? Why? Because that probably has to do, I think the Rambam, the Chumash, doesn't discuss this aloha, but he discusses this thing. The Torah says, is there a Chumash? There is no Chumash basis. So that is the Rambam points out, this is one of the most important blessings that the Rebbeinu Shalom bestowed upon mankind. The fact that there is a real fear in the animals. The animals are afraid of men. They are many, and the Rambam says, and the reason is why nowadays, so a man is exposed to the possibility of being torn up by highest weapons, lion is because of the head. But the race of Mashiach, so then that quality of the head will be. So then he calls him the carrots. In other words, why do he call him the carrots? Because the race of Mashiach, all the highest weapons will have the great fear of men. So they will not be tailored in any way. But temporarily, until the Yom HaMashiach, so because of the sins of men, so the highest chayyus are not inhibited. Not inhibited. And let's say certain chayyus, which are called domesticated animals, let's say like a cat. So a cat, we learned that a cat can inject its venom. A cat. Why? Because a cat is only a civilized tiger. So the only reason as to why he doesn't do it normally is because of the Mereachem Bechitchem, Yiyah Bechaisonot. The cat is afraid of men. If the cat hadn't been afraid of men, so then the cat would be in great danger. The cat. But the Rebbeinu implanted a fear in the cat of men. And because of that fear of men, so it is transferred to other animals too. So that's why ordinarily a cat will not attack other animals, except when it becomes frustrated. So, but it's all because of Mereachem Bechitchem Yiyah Bechaisonot. So in other words, so this is the psychosomatic factor. So we see that when the shock is produced by men, so then it is breaking, because then it's not likely to be restored back to its original state and condition. Why? Because a shock produced by men is more destructive than a shock produced by animals and by the Shemayim. Why? Because it has a greater fear of men. So that's why it seems it has a greater fear of men than of the lion. An animal has a greater fear of men than it has of a lion. A man is a coward, but that was instilled in the psychology of the animal to have a greater fear of men. So that's why, because of the greater fear that an animal has of men than of animals, so the shock produced by men is much more destructive then the shaft would use to the Shemayim or by Eretz.
Alright, so Ketzad, so Chokokul,
Imach was me Odom Sheikh the door, King Shishok Lacher, the Panel, the Hayetzim is a trait, we may be Shemayim, King Shippoch Adom, the King Ram, or you go as soon as he came, the Hayetzim is a only Pachat Shop Hills, King Kim Shagas Ari, the Hayetzim is a Kshayo. Ketzad Bakin Ezo, we Imach of a Sophic, he's a double bolo, Mishin is a Raya, be my Mace. אם הוא יש מנקי או משיב נעשו במים פושרים ובכוי שאין המים מסמצים that the water do not evaporate quickly מגבי ונעזרים and they do not evaporate quickly and leak כדי שהוא יפסיד so נונו במהר in order that it should not become cold very quickly ואם הוא יש מנקי משיב נעשו במים צלמים בכוי שהמים נסמצים מגבי, דווקא where it is נסמצים מגבי, where it evaporates quickly, כדי שעיקר הוא קורן, אם חוזרו מבריאוסו, הרי זה בלי שמיים. אוי, בדברי הבריאס ומטרס, אם חוזרו, בריאס means other elements. So that's like בלי שמיים. אם חוזרו, בדיעות המהירות ראיפו, ונראה דאמו לא נסמך על פי כזו. כאילו נפקיעים בכל דומה שצורת דיקה ונראה שפולו בידי שמיים ולאח שבלי דיקה זו ובזה יש לי סמך בגסים זאת אומרת, if it looks that it's לא בידי שמיים but we are not 100% sure so then we can rely on that דיקה but if it is a sophica shop whether the shackles could use בידי שמיים or the shackles could use בידי other then we don't consider ourselves as such experts to rely on that דיקה ראה שהיר לשבור במיש לשייו שמחה בזיכו אם שלי מועדים נפחי נעשו אם אין לו בנפיחה שאירו so that's a riot that it wasn't known ואין אם דקו או יובו ואין נכניסו דרך חודו או דרך קופו ואין נחתוך או טרי יאי שאולר קור אדם כנגד המחה בחוץ טרי פה אפילו שלי מועד זה a riot that there was a naked because otherwise there wouldn't be any doubt ובזמן הזה יש להתחיל כל ראה שנמצא בו מחת ואין דום בו דין שלמה אם רואי במוקי עם הסד מרובה עוד יש להוקי ולמיטיקל ונפיח but otherwise if it's not הסד מרובה so then we cannot rely on our ביקי מחת שנמצא בסיפי לרבי לראה כשר וואי ואפילו בכתיחה שלא יוכל מיטיקל ונפיחה יש להחשב Why? Because we assume that it didn't take the usual route, in other words, of dropping into the patient and then into the stomachs, into the intestines, and then piercing its way out in the haragur. So then it's great thing if it followed the usual route. But since we found that this in Punarabe, so how did it come into the bronchial tube? How did it come? Obviously, so it took an unusual route. It dropped into the trachea and then into the bronchial tube and so on. ואפילו בכתיחה שהוא הניח תוליטית בלפיחה יש לה עכשיו even though it's cut up the sequenera of the bronchial tube is the bronchial tube is completely cut up into many pieces so it's impossible to manipulate that it should be blown up, that the reyes should be blown up. Because everything is cut up. But since it was found in the Sinpuna Rabbe, so that's a riot, that it took the unusual good. Otherwise, it wouldn't be found in the Sinpuna Rabbe. Right now, maybe it is. Sinem Lamed Zayin. Now, I just want to remind you, we have to cover all the Simonim Fakes. We have to cover a lot of ground. And I cannot get it, just like that. So, I plan that every day, there is a Shia, every day, 6 Shiur in a week. So every day, so we cover one Simon in the Torah. Maybe sometimes, 2 Simon. Maybe sometimes, maybe half a simon, it all depends, you know. But on the average, a simon a day. So, maybe the cheshbon is that they would finish Trinkets either just the Friday before Tisha B'Av or the Wednesday effort. I mean, I figured that it all depends. So because of that, so I just want to inform that the Prime will be given on Thursday. On Thursday, Parsha Nachmu, that will be August the 13th. So you can start the Hazorah right now. So Mele, you will not have to ask for an extension. And it will be better for me, for you, for the Yeshiva, for everybody. If you start hazarding the Gemara, after all, we are not going over every shachar and stars inside, just the important shachar and stars are mentioned out there. And if it's a very short task, so we'll go over inside. But if it's a long task, we're not going over inside. I'll just mention about it because I want to cover the ground. So you should start hazarding, I mean, Gemara, and the tool, and the Chabar and the Ramor, and certain tasks and shafts, I mean, that we discuss right now. Right now, Simen Lamedzayin. So that means Thursday, Parsha Nachmu, so it's 4 weeks from this coming Thursday. Reye sheyesh ba babuyes, afilu hein veli sarbe, in reye smayim sheyot. That's the Gemara, we learned it at Memches. Yes. That's the sugi that can have. So, Reye Sheyesh Bo Ababuetz. Now, Ababuetz. Now, Gemara mentions Ababuetz. Buetz, Ababuetz, the same thing. And Gemara mentions Tzmochim, and Gemara mentions Timre. It's not so poshut. But Ababuetz really, we'll see from the Ramon. In other words, that Ababuetz, even though ordinarily, we call an excess, we call Ababur, but it appears that there are more, an excess he calls Mose, and Ababur is a swelling. Now, what's the difference between Ababur, a Bur, and the Mose? So from the Ramor it appears, we'll soon see, that when is it called a Bur, in other words, if there is such a swelling, on account of the swelling, so the skin is elevated. In other words, whenever you have an ababue, so you have some pus between the membrane and the flesh of the rib. So you have some pus, and so it's called ababue if as a result of that swelling, so the surface of the membrane becomes elevated. But suppose there is pus, and between the membrane and the flesh, the psalarei, and it doesn't become visibly elevated, the surface, so there it's called mursi. So really, it's difficult to translate the word ababue, but some translate it into a swelling. Reye sheyesh bo ababue. It could be, ababue could be translated also to the term in tugaku, but the term tugaku is misleading, because when one hears the term tugaku, he immediately thinks of tuberculosis. Because that's why it's called tuberculosis, because in tuberculosis you have many wishes. But tuberculosis means a wish. So, Reyo Sheyesh Ba'ababuetz, if it has a tuberculosis, a wish, or a swelling, Afilu in Veli Sarbe, in other words, what is that kind of a swelling on account of which the surface becomes elevated? This kind of a wish. This kind of a swelling or of a tubercle. So Reye Sheyesh Ba'ababuetz, Afilu in Veli Sarbe, Umreis Mayim Che, Umiul Rabalkes, Tzorich Shel Yuh Achrunim Goli Suchim. וכן כוסף הרמב״ם. אין לנו הארץ. לפי זה שיש הרמב״ם, that we mentioned it as we discussed in similar manner. In other words, because the Gemara makes a distinction between clear fluid and turbid fluid. Fluid that has, that does not have any smell, and fluid that has a bad smell. So according to some Rishonim, that distinction in the Gemara applies only to a kidney, but not to a ray. According to the Rambam and the Reed, it has application to a ray also. So, umiyur about the soul should be according to its suchim. It shouldn't be turbid and ill-smelling. The chen kosa baram. Reye she yeish ba avabuetz. If the reye has a swelling, has a tubercule, a rishim, im ein reyim hu achol mayim zakim o yeicho hamshaches, or it has a pus that is viscous, or you may have kosher even a hard pus a few gates with that in yeish bo may have sucho but in that of a way of declaration that tubercule has an offensive pus or yachu or turban asu because a boy uch shemeitzi haleicho u bini keiso tzorich libdeik hasimpe shetachteo in nimtso nokuf treyu. So if he finds that the sin pain is no good, he's right. The identity of your own soul, matiratu bakur in suh. In other words, the whole mokeya is that the more distinguishes between leicho that is not sucho and leicho that is sucho. So according to the Rosh, that the more applies to a kidney, not to a woman. According to the Rambam and the Reed, it applies to the kidney and it applies to the lung as well. The Gamluhiski of Bikas Asim. The Yeish Boshte Avapuets. The Yeish Boshte Avapuets. Smuchets Asuro. Afilum Reis Mayim Zaki. That's the Gemara. That is the first Gemara in connection with the Reed. That from Zion Dao. Deyom Arot. Hanetarte Buye Dishlich Ladot. Wrestling because if you have two adjoining, two contiguous boys, two contiguous rishis, so tubercules,
yes.
Two, and so that they are contiguous, so there is no decay, in other words, it's strength. But chodeu mischeze ketarte, but if it is really one, but they look like two, so there, my civil surveyor, so we bring a phone and we cut it, so that's a riot, that it's one way, it's not two ways. So now the halacha is, if you have two contiguous ways, then it's right. But in other words, contiguous, not if you have one way here and one way in another area. So then, of course, it's shame. But if you have two contiguous ways, so then it's right. So he said, if there are two avapuets, smuches, if they are contiguous, they enjoy each other, asura, apilum leis mayim zakim, even if they have clear water, clear fluid, vim rachas, vim rekideis, so then we have to perform a test to determine whether it's one or two. So they create a rachas mitzvel, im sheif cheis limok ilechot, if they empty out into one place, so that means it's one. Ukshemo, Vimlav, if they don't empty out into one place, so it's right, it's two. And it's continuous, so it's right. Vimlav, Beit, they would pray. Avapure, Shemitzo, Bishipure, Yore. Kosav, Habba, Baalochedeus. Im Aposo, Maki, Bichol, Tzav, Afil, Bichol, Shemitzo. And this I read about it, that this is one, I mean, that many scientists consider it as involved. To us it's not the marvel, but they consider it the marvel because it was only discovered about 50 years ago or 40 years ago that if there is a babui, there is a turbicule, a lishin at the extremities of the lung, so that is caused by a certain parasite and ultimately results in the full deterioration. It gets a name. get calcite. It's very limited. I think about 40 letters. It starts with the F-I-I, I mean, it's a very difficult name. I didn't memorize it. That's the name of the parasite. So that's the reason why our Chazal says that, and only the Rishon happens in the extremities of the lung. So then it's caused by a certain parasite that ultimately will bring about a full deterioration of the lung. So Abapuya Shemitza Bishapuya Reye, in the Rishon occurs at the extremities of the lung. Because of our Lachas Deleis, Im Abosa Makir Bichotzav, Afir Bichot Sheut Shev. So if there is a piece of tissue that is there, then it's not so detrimental. So, Bimav, Hareyu Ki Yiseres, Bichot Yesa Ki Notuva Meutrei. Avapuye shemitza beinekev beinyedeya imikev mechayim ulachas v'keh einem imikev v'achel imikev v'achel alit mizbeh sheyudam in v'avapuye. In other words,
that's the locker for the aloha, the so-called aloha part of the Reyes. Reyes, Shemitzu Abapuye. Suppose we find rishis, tuberculosis, or swellings, appealing delim harbe, in heshim or in reyim huach, or in mayim zakim, kuri of fluet, or in reycho anusheches kibash, if it is a pus, if we found in that tuberculosis, in that rishim, we found a pus that is as viscous as honey, behind today, or you know, you call it a hard pus, because you have to get it, how is it that? I mean, it doesn't make any difference. What kind of pus? Fluid or viscous,
fluid or hard like stone, it doesn't make any difference. So it's all mutot. However, the mitzvah is there. Leichos chucho mayus chuchim. But if the pos is turbid and defensive, oyachuri hareiz it fei. This is the Ram. But then the sheet of the Rosh and the Ram, the Rashbo, is to the counter. The Rabbi machshir nafim bachuri musuf. The Rein hamine lehachshir buez becholinye in enon smuchim. So the Ramon is nature here. Again, which is the Ramon. Now, this halacha, which is mentioned by the Rabbi, so it has been considered by many achrayim. I think the first one to coin that halacha is the Bach. So in Zilchot Ruyo Yetzo Min Abur Trev, the Rabbi says, in other words, we say that certain Zilchets are mashi. Certain Zilchets are mashi. Certain Zilchets are not mashi. Are not mashi. So, now, the more nations. Hanetar Tevune Vizchichel Adobo. Less one big. The way I'm on a shoy kisidro. I will kisidro on Haimer the Bissar. Haimer the Bissar. So that means if you have a division between two units and it is kisidro on, in other words, the Una Rucho the Obo, who adheres to the Una and Zoyis, so the Una and Zoyis, there is a division between the Una and Zoyis and the Una and Spatzeres, kisidro on, so that that kind of Yisirch is not man. Or, let's say, according to the Psalm of the Ramor, the Mokhnev Zimurude, if there is a Sifr, if there is a Sirch that could be removed by Miuch and Mishmush, so that's not Matri. So there are certain Sirches that are Matri, and there are certain Sirches that are not Matri. So a sirche that is kisidro is not is either beside is not a sirche that is removable out the new chumishmish according to Pesach of Ramot is not mat, but it is sirche this a sirche except that it's not mat. You see that according to the mechaber it is mat a sirche that is removable out the new chumishmish, but the Ramot passes that it's not mat. Now, so one of the sirches that is not matri is a sirche, tluy. Sirchot tluy means a hanging, pending addition. In other words, what a regular sirche means that if you have, let's say, you have one unit, and let's say, and you have another one, and the two units adhere to each other. They are attached to each other. So, to tissue. So that's a regular sirche. Sidron, oiki sidron, but that's a regular sirche. But a sirche tuyo means that not the two units are attached to each other and enjoy each other, but there is a piece of tissue that hangs out from one unit. So one end is attached to one unit, and the other end of that piece of tissue is attached to the other one. That's called a sirchotui, a hanging sirch, or a pendant sirch. So the halacha is that a sirchotui is not man. A sirchotui is not man. Now, so the Rambam says, suppose you have a combination of two things. On one hand, you have a sirchotui. By itself, it's not matter, because it's not a regular sirche. Why isn't it matter? I mean, what is the cloud? That certain sirches are matter, certain sirches are not matter. So what is the cloud? Any sirche that is not matter, whether it's the sirche that is removable out of the new mishmish, that's not what kosher means. So it's removable how the Neochemishni is. Or it's a Zirchatuya. So it's the same reason. Because if it's not Matri, so then we say it's not a Zir. It's really our. It's really our. Just moisture, you know, some liquid that adheres to the rain. Because the rain absorbs a lot of fluid. So really, sometimes you find an accumulation of fluid and they fall into a tissue. So it's real down. So in other words, a silchot puyo is real down. That's why. And sirche that is removable of miyuch mishmush according to Ramon is also real down. According to the Chaver, it's not real down. You see. So whenever you have a sirche that is not matriv, so the reason must necessarily be because it's real down. If it's real down, it's not matriv. But if it's not real down, it is matriv. So anyway, we say that Zirche Tuye by itself is not matri because we consider it as real value. But suppose now, a Puye by itself, a Puye by itself is not matri either. Unless you have two Puyes that are contiguous, then it's matri. But one Puye, or even many Puyes, but if they're not contiguous, so even if you have 10 Puyes, but if they are not contiguous, so it's considered like 10 single Puyes. They are not matri. So the Ayin says, but if there is a hanging sirche coming out from a nodule, a tubercule, a swelling that is on top of the lung, then it is straight. Then it is straight. So the Ho'adim, this is what the Ayin says. All that the Ayin says is that if it's sirche tuye, which by itself is not nothing, but if it is combined, if it comes out from the tubercule, from the nadir, the lishen, on top of the lung, then it is matri. That's all the Raive says. Then the Ramor extends the din of the Raive to another place. The Oadim Buro Hoimedes Mokim Shores Avopi Vikosher Bilavok Kigay Vikapshushes Oimimokim Mashmas Koi Oishavuye Vyatsmo Mashmas Koi Israel. Israel. The same Malochet, that's an extension of the Ayin. In other words, that Ramo says, Motekoso, he doesn't say a word. The Ramo says, suppose that the Buye comes out from another Reyese, even though that other Reyese by itself, if it hadn't been coupled with the Buye, so it would be Cheo, for example, we learned yesterday in Sinem Amin Hei that when we say Yiseres Oeino, Yiseres Ouno, Nikabo, is prayed for only if it has the shape, the configuration, and the form of the woman. It has a sharp edge, but suppose it doesn't have a sharp edge? No. Oh. It's similar to that. Sifei, the Dagoes Ramon, and Daf Samachel. So he said, the second line, Daf Samachel, Simen Lamed Hei, we learned it yesterday. Sifei, Dagoes Ramon, the second line, and in Daf Samachel, where we have Os Yutes in the call, Uno Shem Ispatsko, Vyesh Moshev Shechot, through the Ezba, Eim Yachshem Salah. Then the Rambam says, "When we need for Yisrael, so we need to touch ourselves. Our needs are that we are mocking God. We are walking the matter of God in my life. She is not the one who is looking for success. So that is Sheol. That by itself is success. What does success mean? If you have a certain protuberance on top of the wall, even though it's in Gabon, and if you have an additional low." We can go on the back, so then it's a prayer. But suppose it's an additional thing, but it doesn't have the form, the shape of a Nuno. In what way doesn't it have the shape of a Nuno? It doesn't come to a point. It's not had the ratio, because all the Munes, the ratio on top, they come to a point. They have a sharp edge. So if it doesn't have... If it doesn't have the shape of a Nuno, so then it's called Kapshishes, it's called an elevation, it's not Reyes. But the Reyes it is. So the Rambam says, Vo'adi, Vo'od menes bimokisho Reyes, Avoki bikosha b'lavoche, Chitun bikapshishes. In other words, if you have a bue on top of a kapshishes, kapshishes by itself wouldn't be matter. A bue by itself wouldn't be matter. But the buya and top of the kapshishes is matter. So the Rambam says motze kosu, and that's an extension of the halacha mentioned by the Rambam. But the Rambam mentions it only in connection of siuchot buyo yeitzom in abuo. Siuchot buyo yeitzom in abuo. So it's rainfall. So he says, Mashe'inke, but the Rambam, he extends the Ravid's concept, and he says, the same aloche that the Ravid mentions, regarding Sirchot Ruyo Yetzem Nabuo, so applies to a Buo that is on top of the Gafishis. A Buo on top of the Gafishis, suppose you have a tubercule, a nadir, a mission, a swelling on top of the gapshishes, on the gap of the ray, on the gap of the ray. So, oy be mocking the mashma scale. In other words, suppose there is a spot in the lung that produces a sound. So that is not matter by itself. But if on that spot you find a bue, a tubercule, so then it is traitor. Oisha bue atzmo mashmo eskei. Suppose you just have a bue, and then on the wall. But it produces a sound, then it's traitor. And that's an extension of the principle mentioned by the writer. Now, the Bach was the first one who conceived this whole concept of tartarism. In other words, what is tartarism? Tartarism, let's say, you have certain series that are not matzah, let's say, seal of wood. In other words, if it's a hanging, pending adhesion, in other words, it's not an adhesion between two units that are joined to each other, that makes the two unes adhere to each other. But there is, here is one une and here is another une. And then, here is one une and here is another une. And then there is a hanging adhesion combining the two unes. So that's not matri. That's not matri. So the Rambam says, but if there is a bue, if that Sirchot Ruyo comes out from the bue, in other words, and that une, so there is a swelling, there is a tubercule, and then an addition comes out from that spot that is swollen, so then it is tight. Why? Because, so the Bach explained it as follows. He was the one. He is the author of this whole concept of tartarism. The Bach says that even though Sirchot Ruyo is not matri, but the Reyes is, it is a defect. But it's not such a major defect in the behavior that we should say that it's symptomatic of it. But the defect it is, a Reyes it is, it's a result. It's not the ideal thing. It isn't so, but it's not, the defect is not so major to be matched by itself. But, and the bue is also a defect. A bue is a defect. Well, that if you have two continuous bues, then we say it's right. But, one bue, not continuous, so then it's not such a major defect. But the race it is, it's a race. So in many ways, when you have two races together, that is it. And then the Bach mentions the Gemara in Lide, the Mishkeh, the Gemara in Lide of Mitzvah Shemidah, the Mitzvah Hoseh, Kotare Shemasa Al-Gabo, Vedra Shemidah. שסרבים בין ושסיוכת מייץ. בין ושסרבים בין ושסיוכת מייץ. So, if you more use the wash is better, it's very strange. What does it mean? Mikve shenitva v'nim tzachosa. That means, the mikve is there v'nim tzachosa. So suppose, in this scene, a certain person, the one who is a child of the mikve, measured the quantity of water in the mikve, and he found that he had v'nim tzachosa. He had more than v'nim tzachosa. He had 50 tzachosa. He measured that in his... And then people kept on being taken between Nisim and Tishman. Between Nisim and Tishman, they didn't measure it every day, and they were taking care of it between Nisim and Tishman. Then in Tishman, they decided again to measure it. And then they measured it in Tishman, so they found out that it only has 30 some. In Nisim, the last time it was measured at 50 some. And now in Tishman, it was found out that it has only 30 some. So it clicked out. The question is, when did the chisom take place? So you can, there are all kinds of possibilities. You can say any day, and any minute, and any day between Nisan and Tishrei, the chisom took place. You can say that. But there are two other alternatives also. You can say that 1 minute after they finished measuring the weekly Nisan, it became kosher. It became English. And so that if that happened, let's say it was measured on the first of this, and it was it had 50 so. So then there is a possibility, there is such a possibility that it became diminished, it leaked out to less than then so on the second of this. So then all the fewest between the second of this and Tishrei was ready to be. Or there is a possibility that the second measurement was made, let's say, on the third of this Tzedidale, on the third of Tishrei, on Tzedidale, maybe half an hour before we make the second Megiddo. So it became Achsa. So we don't know, and we cannot. So what's our plan? Do we have to assume that it was a Shleimo until a minute before we made the second day, it was Shleimo, or we have to be chayishim that it became Yachzal a minute after the first day. So the halacha is the Rabbanan of Chachim and say, Mikve Shemida, Mikve Sofasa, Kotar Shemapsa Adabo, Mikve Shesayochi, Mikve Shesarabi, Mikve. Because Sofik to Mikve Shesarabi is Mikve. Sofik to Mikve Shesayochi is Mikve Tom. So, Chachim and say, let me know Pascha. What Chachim and say is, in the case of Mikve Shemida, the thief is Mikve Shesayochi. So all the tefillos is going. If it's Mishus Arabi, it's going, because Rabshim considered it to be so. But Rabbonon, we pass on the Rabbonon, they say, if it's Mishus Arabi, so it's going. Why? Because it's not in the Sof. In Tzibada, all the people who are taking, all the king, who were Mishus, between East and Tishrei, are to be considered as being Tommy. So all the powers that were handled in the cave, that were immersed in that mikveh between Nisim and Tishrei, are to be considered as Tommy. If Truma was handled in one in the cave that was mikveh between Nisim and Tishrei, so you're not allowed to, any king is not allowed to eat that Truma. Why? Because here we have some more sense, because we have Tartarus. And one race is that the Gabre has a Cheskastomic. The Gabre has a Cheskastomic. The Kemre has a Cheskastomic. That's one race. The other race is that the Mikveh is Chaser Ufanei. In other words, so what's the real pshat? What's the most reasonable pshat? When we learn Mikveh, so we explain it. I mean, when we learn Mikveh. So we explain it. When we learn Mideh, when we chum, we explain it that way. Because we learn that in chum also. So the pshat is here we have a conflict between two presumptions, between two chazok. And from the point of view of the Heskastomi of the Gabriel, we should say, since this Gabriel was standing here in that picture, and he had the status quo for me, the question is whether as a result of his immersion in the Mikveh here, so the two may have terminated or not. So we have to be minded that Gabriel and status quo. He originally was Tomei, so he is Tomei. So from the point of view of the Haskastomi of the Gabriel, or from the point of view of the Haskastomi of the Kevin, he certainly became Tomei. And then we immersed it in the Mikveh. We immersed it in the Mikveh Mia. And then we handled all kinds of comments of culture. In that cave, we made a mission of Tumen in that cave. Now the question is, if the Mikveh Mia had been so then that cave was Toya, it became Toya. But the status quo, the original status of the cave was Tomei. So from the point of view of the Heskastomi of the Gabriel, we should say that Kol Parish Nasa Agabo is Tomei. From the point of view of the Heskashlemo of the Mikveh, we should say that Kol Parish Nasa Agabo is Tomei. Because after all, Nisan, on the first of Nisan, it had Menso. The question is, when did that Menso diminish? Did it diminish the 1 minute on the first of Nisan, or 1 minute on the third of Tishrei diminished, just before we started to make the second meeting. So there is a conflict between two Chazokes. From the perspective of the Heskastomi of the Gabriel or the Heskastomi of the Kehler, we should say that Kol Parish Nasa Gabriel is space. And from the perspective, from the point of view of the Heskashlemo of the Mikveh, so we should say, since in listening to a Shoei, So near the Zolta Shalom. When did it become Chosea? Only today, on the third of Tishrei became Chosea. So there is a conflict between two Chazokes. Now, so if you have a conflict between two Chazokes, what should we say? That the two Chazokes should cancel out each other, so we should be Sofim. This is the oneness of Rav Shimon. That's why Rav Shimon said, since there is a conflict between two Chazokes, between the Heskastomi of the Gabriel, the Heskastomi of the Kehilim, and the Heskas Shleim of the Mikveh, so they cancel out each other. So there is no Chazokel either way. They cancel out each other. So the Meir is Zofik. So Yush Tzayochim is Rikitomei, which is Rabbi is Rikitoya. That's what Rav Shimon said. Rabbi said no. Why? Here they do not cancel out each other. Why? Because we have Tadoris. In other words, there is a conflict between the two Chazokel. The Chazoke of Heskastomi of the Gabriel, Heskastomi of the Kehle on one end, and the Chazoke on the other end of the Heskashleim of the Mikveh. But the Heskashleim of the Mikveh is a reason for neighbor. Was already changed. Because we know now it's not Shleim. The question is, when did it change? The Heskastomi of the Gabriel is not Shleim. So that's the Pshat in Tavla Reisim. Tavla Reisim does not mean that when we have two races, so then we have the relationship. It means Tavla Reisim is an expression that is indicative of a condition when we have a conflict between two Chazokes. One Chazoke is Ural Vanenu, the Chazoke of Cheska Shleimo is Ural Vanenu, because now it's Hasebo. The Chazoke of Heskastome of the Kehle or the Gavre is not welcome. Is not welcome. So remember that the Chazoke that is not welcome to you prevails over the Chazoke that is welcome. So remember if we explain this Allah of Tato Reza, the more immediate in whom, the more immediate our way is that way, so it has no bearing on Silchot Ruyo Beitz and Abuo. It has no bearing on Silchot Ruyo Beitz and Abuo. Exactly. So Mele, however, the Bach explains the Reibitz Din on the basis of Tartarus, but the Goyim, the Shagasari, and Chaim Elojener, I mean, the Endo Hashulchan, and many, many people who Rocheli can the whole concept of that race. Not only Rocheli can the name of the idol. As he showed, no one was Rocheli can the name of the idol, even though the Jewish Rashdan, he mentioned that in Saloniko they don't pass the right time. In Saloniko there's Greece. So the Jewish Rashdan. So he says they are not made like the idol. And in Saloniko they pass in that if it's Sirchot Bnuyo, if Yetzom in Abuo, it's also clear. Because Sirchot Bnuyo by itself is not Matri. Buo by itself is not Matri. So Melee, when the two things come together, it's not Matri either. So that's what the Rashdam says. And Rashdam himself is Chelik and Rashdam. But, of course, no one was Chelik and the Din of the Rashdam. And the Pesach of the Mechab. But they explain the Raivet's thing not on the basis of the concept of Tadr Reisen and the Gemara mentions in Middle Advent. There is another halacha Tadr Reisen. There is an expression Tadr Reisen. There Tadr Reisen means that there is a conflict between the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavre and the Cheskas Shreim of the Mikveh. The Cheskas Shreim of the Mikveh is a weaker Chazoke than the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavre, because the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavre is not Ural Panego, and the Cheskas Shreim of the Mikveh is Ural Panego, because now it's Chasei Ural Panego. So anyway, when there is a conflict between two Chazokes, so if one Chazoke is stronger than that Chazoke, so it prevails. They do not get around each other. They have to be equal. But it has no bearing on this hour. So how do all these, I mean the Goyim, the Shekasari, the Don Hashukhon, the Chaim Roger, all those who are Chilik and the Dean of Tartar Reyesi and the concept of Tartar Reyesi, how do they explain the right thing? They're not Chilik and the right thing. They say as follows. Sirchet Ruyo, why is it Sirchet? Why is the Sirchot Ruyo Mitzvahs? Why is the Sirchot Ruyo Mitzvahs? So, now, there is a Jewish Rashba. The Jewish Rashba, Jewish Shin Ein Ches. So the Rashba says that whether Sirchot Ruyo is Matri, Sirchot Ruyo by itself, a pendant hanging a dish, whether it's Matri, the behavior or not, is stolen the Machlinket between Rashi and Jesus. That's what the Rashba says. Because there is a machlik between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, the reason is why a Sirch, Shalik Yisitron, is Makri the Eire, because a Sirch, Shalik Yisitron, is symptomatic of a Mekev that already happened. Because how did this Eish take place? Because there was a Mekev. So that scar tissue that grew over the two Ules and formed that Eish. That's the reason as to why a Sirchot, Shalom Kisitron, is praying according to Rashi. Tesis says no, that Sirchot, Shalom Kisitron, is praying not because it's indicative of the past that has occurred, but it's indicative of the Nekev that is bound by. Because since there is a Sirchot, so the Mabit, because of the two Unes that we constantly rub against each other, so ultimately they will result in tear in the neck. So even though the neck did not as yet degrade, but since there is that kind of a condition that by itself will result in the neck, so it's already trained. So the Rashba says in Sinai Ches, this aloha, that Sirchot Ruyo is not Matri, can only be true according to Tesis. Because condition that the reason why Sirch is trained is because it's bound to develop in again. So when is it bound to develop in again? If you have a Sirch of Tunes, a Tunes adhering to each other, so then on account of that addition, there will be constant friction and rubbing of the two tissues, one against the other, the two. So if ultimately, in the course of the vicissitudes of the activities of the behavior in life, so it will form a tear, it will form a neck. That's only shy if there is a regular circuit. But if it's a hanging circle, so there won't be any mobbing. So it's not bound to develop a nekev, so maybe it's not there. However, according to Rashi, the reason why silk is makrin, because his silk is symptomatic of the nekev that already occurred. Because otherwise, how did this tissue develop? So the answer that Rashi gives, that it's like scar tissue. So even if it's hanging tissue, hanging silk, it still resulted from it. So in other words, so the Hashbo says that the reason as to why we pass the Tzilcha Tui is not Matri, because we pass like Rashi, like Jesus, not like Rashi. Anyway, but whether a Tzilcha Tui is Matri or a Tzilcha Tui is not Matri, so, but a Tzilcha, but actually, a Tzilcha is always indicates that there is an ekev, or there is going to be an ekev. So we say Tzilcha Tluya, so it's not bound to develop into an ekev. It's not bound to develop into an ekev. But we certainly can say that sometimes even a Tzilcha Tluya can culminate in an ekev. So, but ordinarily, if it's not, if it doesn't come out from the brain, then we say there is no chazoke that it will culminate in it. If it's a regular silke, so then in no probability or in no certainty, by itself, it will culminate in it. Because of the constant rubbing and friction between the two-ness. Mashinke, if there is a hanging pendant and friction intervening between the two-ness, so then there is no probability that it will culminate in the neck. But if the Tzilcha Tluya comes out from the buyer, then we say that even this Tzilcha will ultimately culminate in the neck. So it has nothing to do with Tazaris. Now, and then they all say that in the Ramon did not adapt. In the Ramon, it's, of course, in the Ramon, so that Pshat is very, very reasonable. But they are not chilek in the Ramon, and they say that the Ramon is being Vuyo in many of the Mokim Shores, Avon Pili Kosher Lavoche, Kidin Vigav Shushis, Oy Mokim Yimashma Skei, Oy Shav, Vuyo Vyatsmo Mashma Skei. So they explain this din of the Ramon, which is an extension of the Ramon's din, also on the basis of the same moment. Because why do we say that a gafshushis is not true? Because a gafshushis is not bound to culminate in a day. A gafshushis. So they say the same reason as the Ramon says in regard to Yisir Chotluya. So Yisir Chotluya by itself is not bound to culminate in a day. But if it's not where, then we say it's an indication that it is going to culminate in a material condition. The fact that the Tzilcha Tluya comes out from a turbulence, so that shows that the moon is already deteriorated and it's going to culminate. If the moon is in a deteriorated state, so then it will culminate in the coming also. So the same reasoning we can apply to a Fuye that is on top of the Gafshushis. So there too, Gafshushis by itself does not constitute a symptom of such a deteriorated condition that it is bound to culminate in nature. But if the Fuye, and the Fuye by itself is not symptomatic of that condition either. Masha'enke, if the buye is on top of the gafshushis, or it's mashmiya keil, so then it is symptomatic of an ultimate neket that will come. But there is no general halacha tavo. Masha'enke, no sachem. So then you develop the concept of tavo. on the basis of the Eidetzin of Sir Chetruyo Hayetzin Yabur. So they develop that concept of Tavu Hayetzin. And they say, so in Melee, they say that they have opened the floor. So certain things that are, there are certain things that are not. There are certain conditions in the world that are not not. What the Hayetzin is, but it's not not. And there are certain conditions in the world that do not even represent the race. So the Achim is here as well. Let's say, if it is a Sirche, Hamet Reyune, the Sirche Ladot, the Sirche Ladot, and so the Gemara says, Hamet, Tarte Mune, the Sirche Ladot, the rest went to it. Lo Yavor, no Shroi Ketik. I will kisit on Hainer with the sign. So, if it is kisit on, it's Hainer with the sign. So, since the Gemara is in the Roshi, Hainer with the sign is the natural world. So it's a natural phenomenon, so it's not even a race. Race is individual. But there are certain defects that are so major that they are not for the Bahine. And the other defects that are minor, they're not part of the Bahine. But the defect it is, a race it is. So a pendant silk is a defect. Is a defect. The whole idea that it's a defect we mentioned. The whole idea is a defect. That the Rashbo says that according to Rashi, that in Sirche will be naked. So the man in Sirche will be straight by itself, is matter by itself. So true, we pass through like this, yes, that it's not that the Sirche is indicative of the past naked, but the Sirche is not true because it's indicative of the future naked, that it's bound to develop. So it's not matter. So Sirche Tluye is not matri, but the race is this. Since according to Rashi, it's breaking, so it's something. That's the cloud of the Achim. In other words, if something, if there is one Shita Parashe, that a certain thing, a certain condition is matri the data, even though the Mechata and Ramo don't pass the like Shita Parashe, but if there is one Shita Parashe, that it's very poor. So even though we don't pass the like Shita Parashe, but the way is it. So the male, they say it's not the Achim. Let's say, according to Zachar the Rabbo, that the Sirche that is renewable to the new Chemishkish is not that. It's true. But it is a Kitis Bohorade, the Mechada Pasuk and the Hashbo, that it is true. So the male, even according to Rabbo, that it's not true, it's a Kure. But it's not the ideal thing to eat that kind of meat. So the male, a race it is. But it is not a major defect to be matched. It's a minor defect. So the legacy is, so the melee, if there will be, let's say, a silche that is removable, if there will be a silche tuyo on top of a silche that is removable by new chemistry. So then you can because a sirche tuyo by itself is a race. And a sirche that is removable by Nioch and Mishkush is also a race. Borei, according to Mechaber, according to Rashbo, it's a race. We don't pass that. But the race it is. So if the two are combined together, in other words, if you have a sirche tuyo coming out from a regular sirche that is removable out of the new chomishmush, if we have the two things together, it doesn't have to come out. I mean, the book, as we have the two conditions together. So then it is tato reyese and it is reyese. But suppose you have a sirche tuyo on top of a sirche that is between Tre Une, Vizricha Ladote Kisidro. Let's say, the Uno, Arucha Biopo, is adheres to the Uno and Zoyis, or the Uno and Zoyis, adheres Kisidro to the Uno and Zoyis, and on top of that, you have is here for Tumio than Tumio. Because here the Gemara says, Heiner is silent. Heiner is silent, so it means that the natural can happen. So can happen. So you start in the race. So you have all kinds of Jewish stuff. What is a race and what is not a race? And it's so many, many, many Jews. But there are many Chachmei Yisrael who reject the whole concept. Who reject the whole concept of Tavor Eze. But they are not chilling on the being of the Ivet that everybody is. There are some Machelim, I think, who are chilling on the Ramon. But other Achelim, other day, who accepted the being of the Ramon and they explained it in the same way that the Ivet did, but not on the basis of Tavor Eze. But they rejected the concept of Tavir Reyes as such. However, most of them, so the one who conceived the concept of Tavir Reyes is the Bach. And he mentions that the Mokia for Tavir Reyes is the Haide, and the Mokia and the Mokia, where did the Haide get that? Then the Gemara needed that race. And that's very strange, because there the Gemara needed the expression Tavir Reyes. When they are the Pshat and Tavir Reyes is something else, that there is a conflict between two chazokes. So if there is a conflict between two chazokes, so and one chazoke is stronger than the other chazoke. The cheskastomi of the gavra, the cheskastomi of the king, is not two alufanim. Mashiachim, the cheskastomi of the mikri, two alufanim. So mele, the chazoke of cheskastomi of the gavra, or cheskastomi of the king, prevails over the chazoke of the cheskastomi of the mikri. But it's not that there is a general concept of that race. However, the Bach, he is the one who conceived of this principle of that race, and he says that's the reason why the Bible says, Sircha Tvuyo Yitzin Aburo Yisrecha. And he says that the Ayin Tzmoke, the more in the of Mikre Shemim Dad Mitzvah. Alright, so we leave it here. Now for tomorrow, we should finish the Simcha Mitzrayim, and then in the two ending the Chabura, Simcha Mitzrayim.